listening to Swoosh Radio.
Where we're swooshing all day, every day.
24/7, 365, non-stop.
You already know the deal, y'all.
On the air, giving it to you live.
What up, y'all? What's going on, beautiful people? Happy Monday. We right back at it, y'all. That was a quick turnaround from Friday, right? I know everyone's probably, y'all probably still trying to wake up from this Super Bowl that happened last night. Congrats. Chiefs. I guess y'all did all right. It was a good game. I ain't gonna lie. It was rough to watch. Okay. Even though I'm not even from Cali, but I did live there for a little bit. And 49ers, they got my heart. Like, so it was rough. It's all good though. It's all good. They played a good fight. It was good. It's all good. I don't want to get too much into that because, you know, get people's blood boiling and all that. We're not here for all that. This is a Swoosh live, okay? And maybe that's what Swoosh is about too. That is part of what Swoosh is about, just swooshing it out. So thank you guys for tuning in. This is Esther L signing into Swoosh TV. Y'all, thank you guys for joining today on today's show. You know, I gotta give it up to the ladies because all the guests that I've been having, and it's not like it was like even really like planned, to be honest. It was, but it wasn't. It was kind of like a first come, first serve. I mean, whoever responds to the invites first, that's how the dates go. And as far as the dates been going, like my ladies, they've been on it. So I got another one on the show today, y'all. Virtual claps. You know, this one, I'm really looking forward to this one today too, because I've met her from another local ATL event. Shout out to Really Real Radio again. You know, that's the beautiful thing about Atlanta. There's always events. There's always something to go to. There's always a way to connect and network with people, especially in whatever you're interested in and whatever, you know, like whatever area that you're working in and whatever you may have a passion in, you get that opportunity to make connections. So last week, shout out to Mia Evans. She was such a great guest. You know, we were. That y'all here, y'all there with me? Okay, sorry about that, got a random call. As I was saying, with Mia, we got to highlight on her background as a broadcaster. She explained the difference between broadcasting and podcasting. I can't really get into that right now because I feel like I'm going to school. So I'm taking y'all to school. But she gave a really great example on that. But I love how she explained the difference and just how she's representing that field, because obviously this is what I'm doing. So I'm really inspired by her. And the guest before her, Belinda Cheryl, shout out to Belinda Cheryl. You know, like I said, the ladies, they've been coming through. Black history, women, like they're doing it. So with today's guest, like I said, another one, she is a singer, songwriter, artist. And maybe there's more to know. Maybe there's more to find out. But we're about to find out right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, please allow me to welcome the beautiful Lady B.
Let's see, is she? I think she's trying to come in, y'all. Give her 1 second. She's trying to come through.
Hello.
Beautiful.
How you doing?
I'm good. Hi. How are you?
I am great. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I'm so glad to have you, especially with this crazy weather. I don't know. Is it raining on your side?
It is.
Or
yeah, we had some flash flood warnings over
yes.
this. So, yeah.
I'm like, that doesn't help on a Monday after the Super Bowl. Like, it's already hard enough trying to wake up and. But you're here. So thank you so much for joining.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
I just got a quick question.
Okay.
Who were you going for yesterday?
You know what? Usher. Listen, and the funny thing is I still have to go back and rewatch the halftime because I'm not really a big sports head.
Yeah.
My Super Bowl is the halftime. Right. So, yeah.
Right. It was Usher's bowl, right? Yeah. Like, it seems everyone was looking forward to that.
Right. So
I really enjoyed it. Like, he took us back. Like, you know, let's not all act like we all say, we all know them songs. And, like,
of course we do. Yes. Yes.
John, they showed up. Yes. Uh-huh. They did that. So, yeah. Go back. And, yeah.
Oh, trust I will.
But thank you so much again for joining us today. You're representing the ladies. It's third in a row. Like,
representing.
I love that. And I was, you know, I'm pretty sure you were listening, but and watching. I was telling them like how we met from the last event, and I just really admired your presence on the stage and just how we even. And like the last guest I had, we barely spoke that night, but I could just tell, like, just from that little, just that little connection that we made. And then mainly how you rocked that stage. I was just like, I gotta get her on. Like,
thank you. So,
yeah. So, and congratulations to this. So you're, well, I don't want to get into that. I'm rushing into it. Let's just wait for a second.
Say a church. Take your time.
Right. I gave a little soft intro of who you are, okay. But Lady B, you tell our audience who you are and what you do.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, I am a child of God.
Yes.
Don't call me nothing else. But no, seriously, I am a child of God. I am a mother. I am a wife. I am a banker. I am a singer. I'll say I am putting pen to paper as a songwriter far more these days than I have in my past.
Wow.
So enjoying a new love for that. And God, there's so much to me.
Right.
But if I had to pinpoint the core, those are, you know, some of my top things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was like, maybe there's something that I'm missing. But, you know, I said singer, songwriter. So, you know, people got talents that we don't know about. So
okay.
I figured in there. But okay, so let's get into it. So I like how you said you are writing now more so than before. So you're part of a songwriter.
Yeah.
So what made you say that? Because you are a songwriter. So what's the difference right now?
It has been something that I dabbled in before. And to be quite honest, it's something that God has kind of like been tapping me on my shoulder for over the years. And I've been kind of like, all right, you know, whatever, sure. But I'll get to it. Yeah, you know, and wanting me to produce an album, I won't say produce, but to offer up an album for the kingdom. And it was something that I did not want to step into because of various different things that I had going on with me, fear being one of them, raising a family being another one of them, amongst other things. And in the midst of all of that, I didn't see how I was supposed to, you know, proceed with said project and the other things that he had put on my plate. So I continued to brush it off. But in this season, my little yeses have just really started to add up, and it's kind of pushed me into that arena of doing the album and doing what God has told me to do. So it included songwriting. So yeah, I've been dabbling in that a whole lot more than I had in the past. Before, it was just something I would try here and there, but now it's like, okay, I got the green light and we're going full force. So
I love that. Yeah. And I want to say congratulations on your first release.
Yes, thank you so much.
December. Yeah, let's talk about that. Just Dance, yes, correct?
Just Wanna Dance.
So yeah, let's talk about that, because it kind of, I like how the feel of even when I seen the title of it, and the cover, I was like, oh, that kind of reminds me of like Whitney Houston, or you know, just like that you know, the what's the song? It kind of gives me
I've heard that that to me too before.
Yeah, so what made that be like your first release?
A combination of things. I had this idea, it just kind of dropped in my spirit, so I feel like it was God-given, but just kind of dropped in my spirit one day to do like just a feel-good throwback type of song, you know. And I was thinking about it, and I didn't really have the hook or anything like that. It was just the idea that I want to really do a feel-good type song. I just wanted to be kind of throwback a little bit, you know, a little bit modern, and just feel good.
Yeah.
And I had that idea in the back of my mind while I was writing other things. I was like, you know, going forward with other parts of the project. And what ended up happening is I came across this beat, the beat that, for the song, and I sat up in my chair. I was like, oh my God, that's it. That's the beat. That's the one, you know? And so I went through the channels to get that. And it just started really just coming together like so well. And I was just like, oh, I really like this. I had a lot of fun doing it. And my husband, I couldn't tell at the time, because he's very, very particular about music, you know? And so when he heard it, I couldn't tell if he was just being nice because I'm wifey, or if he was really vibing with it.
Right.
And as time went on, once he started to hear the final project, he was really like on board, like, yeah, when are you going to release it? And so I went ahead and made the decision to actually release it between him, because he's actually my manager as well. Between him advising me and my pastor at the time. And he literally got on the phone and was just like, what are you waiting for summer for? There's no point. Why? Release the song. And I was like, well, I guess he has a point. Mm-hmm. And I'll release it. And that was just as simple as that, you know? And so I went ahead.
That's so awesome. Yeah. So that, like I said, I know that just came out, and you're going to have another release soon. Mm-hmm. Don't tell us about that.
Okay, that one, I haven't decided on the name of it, honestly. It's either going to be Hallelujah Anyhow or Praise Anyhow.
Okay.
But just based on the title, I'm pretty sure you can hear that it's more of a thoughtful process of us going through the things we go through, remembering who we are in God, because God didn't call us to these things. We may go through them to bring us to a certain place, but we have authority, we have dominion, we are the child of God, we are in his image.
Right.
So whatever it is that we go through, you praise him anyhow. You don't lose your praise in the process.
Right. You praise him. Right.
So that's the premise of the next song.
I love that. And that's coming out March 6th.
Yes.
I knew I was close. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I'll make sure y'all keep a lookout for that, but we'll get more into details about that. But I was also looking, you know, because I was reading back on your bio, and I noticed that you don't really have a preference on like the genre that mm-hmm. you working, like music wise. I find that kind of interesting. I actually like that because, Swoosh, we are faith-based. And we try to, we don't have no problem talking about God, anytime. But we also try to make sure that we're open to anyone and everyone at the same time. So, and we have a lot of it, we're saturated with Christian artists and Christian entrepreneurs and all that, but that's just how it just goes, that it just happens to flow that way.
Now, so for me to just elaborate on that a little bit more, it's not necessarily that I don't have a preference of the genre. It's more so how the music comes to me and my belief that belongs
Right.
to God. So I'm more faith-based on my content and more inspirational.
Right.
But if it comes to me in a jazz song, that's how it's going to be. If
Right.
it comes to me in a rap, that's what it's going to be. If it was an old school dance song, that's what it's going to be. And so I don't have the desire to put all of that in a box because I don't know where it's going. I don't know what God is going to give me. And this everything that I'm doing is to please God. It to be of service. So as long as he's pleased, then I'm okay.
Right.
But I don't know what genre I'm going to be working in because so far everything that I've worked on for the album is literally it's a little bit of everything. So it's a little bit of R&B, there's a little bit of rap, there's a little bit of jazz, there's a little bit of, I want to say techno, there's a little bit of everything. And then you have just want to dance. And so it's like it's kind of all over the board, but that's what God gave me.
Right,
So
right, right.
that's what I mean by that.
Awesome. And then, like you said, I love how you said it's how, basically it's how the spirit flows. However the spirit flows, you go. That's how we do it. That's how we say just swoosh. Like we just swoosh. We just do it. Because like we just even with me just with us just interviewing, it just go with the flow. We don't know, what's going to be said or what questions. Sometimes I have qu questions written. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes, how the spirit goes. So, but yeah, I love that. So that definitely shows that you're swooshing. So keep that.
Deal.
About to pick your brain a little bit with.
Okay, all right.
But but going back to like the music. So how long have you been in the music industry?
I will answer that question in two parts. One, because feel like I just entered the music industry, but I've been doing music for since I was a young girl. I've sang for so long. It's always been my joy. It's always been something that is a go-to. People would ask, what is it that you would do if you never got paid for singing? I would sing to the top of my lungs. Whoever would listen is fine. If nobody listens, it's fine. If I'm in my tub, it's fine. Whatever, And that's what it is, And so I sang, I mean, from, I think I sang at all of my graduations except one. I sang in church choirs, I sang in school choirs, I've sang at, like I said, graduations, weddings, different community events. Just, people, hey, Brenda, you want to? Yes, and yes. The answer is yes, And so I've just always had a love for it. It's just something that God's placed in me, and I absolutely love it. So,
And it's something that you just knew that you always wanted to
yeah,
do. Okay.
absolutely.
Okay. Wow. Wow. Okay. And then you say you're just now getting into the music industry. How would you, so explain that part. Because I'm like,
Like
huh.
how, right? It's
Like,
always been around it.
right.
I've always been in circles where I've been a fan of the artistry around me. But when I say I'm just now stepping into the music arena, that whole industry, the circles that God has placed me in, it's hard for me not to. It's hard for me to stand still and not grow when that's the next step. And that is part of what our ministry is doing. So it's just, it's kind of a natural progression. Mm-hmm. But that was never my goal, you know. Right. Like, I'm singing in my bathroom, so.
But that's so funny. But, and I would say too, I guess, you know, you could, well, I would say, you know, it seems like you were just saying yes to the spirit. Mm-hmm. Like you were just,
what was that?
You were being obedient mm-hmm. to calling.
Yeah.
So you just swoosh, just say yes, just do it.
Yeah.
And I, like I said, I can relate to that because with Swoosh, you know, a lot of people don't know, but this has been going on since 2012. Okay. It may not have been on camera, you know, consistently, but behind the scenes and all that, yeah, there's been yeah. work done. Or, you know, sometimes I just had to have that time with God, like literally swooshing, spiritually walking one-on-one with Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, and sometimes cameras just wasn't necessary, or it just, God was like, no. You don't need a camera right now.
Yeah.
It's just me and you. Let's figure this out. And I had to. So, but like I said, yeah. Just now, I mean, this year, I had to, God was like pushing me back, like you said, mm-hmm. like, hey, it's yeah. time to get back. Yeah. Back into it. So I can reach out to people like you and, you know, others that just, that need that inspiration or that encouragement to, you know, go for your calling, go for your purpose. Yeah. So
big deal, because we're not here just to work and go play, you know, there's more to it. So yeah.
Right. How would you say you you balance that? Because you say you're a mom, you're a wife, you're in the music industry now, like, you know, I don't know what else you may be going on, but like, how do you balance all that, especially as women these days, you know? Like,
yeah, I will definitely say I am still learning the balance.
Sure.
Definitely not something I've mastered yet. However, the way I have been doing it is rotating priorities, honestly, and working with the Holy Spirit, because some days it may not, I didn't mention I'm also writing a book, but some days it's not time for me to write the book. Some days it's song, you know.
You just completely just drop the bomb and then just.
It was tapping me on the shoulder and it was time to not ignore what the Lord is telling me to do. It was time to say yes and actively work on what I know my assignments are. I can't continuously ask God for, hey, God, can you, hey, work with me on this. Hey, can you strategy on this? Can you? You know, and I know God is, you know, he'll work with me, but you're asking for this and you haven't even done that. So it's kind of audacious to go that route and you haven't even
finished.
So exactly. And so I made it this season's mission for me to finish the things that God put on me to
wow.
do. That includes a book as well.
Okay. So
look, I don't even remember the original question. You took me back to the book. I'm like, wait.
About this book. You okay. just on us. Because that wasn't even mentioned in the bio. Like, see, this is what I'm talking about. But no, it was not. But but you see, I know hidden talent. Well, that's a given. You're a writer. So why not, you know, have a book?
Okay. Well, it wasn't. Okay, so I'll put it this way. The book, I am looking to have it out by summer. That's what my goal is. That's what I want to happen. The book is about the processes of rejection, mm-hmm. dealing with those things that we may not even see as rejection, identifying the roots of the things that are going on with us, and then proceeding to take off those garments and put on the armor of God. You have a choice in the things you carry, in all honesty. Mm-hmm. In everything, there is a spirit attached to it. What is the root of it? What opened the door to that spirit to attach itself to you and work through you? So when you're dealing with a thing such as rejection, now, mind you, I told you I was A-okay singing in my shower. What I did not say is some of the reason I was okay singing in my shower, good or not, mm. I don't care what anyone has to say about it. Not because I was so, you know, throw my head back and brush my dirt off my shoulder. It was because there was rejection attached to it. I don't want to know what you have to think because I don't want to hurt in that way. Deeper issue. So God is working me through that. And mind you, I didn't want to do it on a smaller scale. So now it's like the Lord is putting me on these stages and opening up. And I'm like, you know, the Lord has a real good sense of humor. So, but through the book, he's been working me through that as well. So in my little yeses and obedience, that's where the book is stemming from.
We get to know a little bit of the title, or you want to wait on that? Like,
all right, y'all, don't steal my title before it comes.
Yeah, I'm coming after y'all.
I know, right? Lord. Okay. The book title is A Life Clothed in Rejection.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. So I'm just wanting to help people identify it and gain strength to take off those garments, take off the rejection, take off the fear, take off the anxiety, and begin to walk in the identity that God has given you.
Wow. That's beautiful. I love that already because of the fact of the society that we live in right now. It seems like a lot of people mentally, they're dealing with that, with the anxiety and depression and suicide. Like, it's so heavy these days. I really believe something like that will help, you know, what's needed right now.
Yeah.
Your book. So, you know, the message behind it, I can already tell that's going to be life-changing for somebody. So
that's the goal. Lord, look, how does, if it touches one, thank God for it. So yeah, I'm definitely pushing to get that done. It's been waiting long enough. And the thing is when we're not obedient, it forces God to go another route. You know, the person that was intended to be helped will still be helped. It just won't be through you, and you'll miss out on your blessing.
Ooh, whew, you
part hit. Of my prayer has been, God, and everything you're doing, don't do it without. I want to do my part, you know. So
that's exactly what. Like, I feel like literally that's what I was hearing when God was like, "You better get yourself back on this swoosh," like, because He was like, time is taken, and like you said,
and he ain't playing. Now, I don't know if you noticed, but there is a shift in the atmosphere. He ain't playing with us. So
it's no joke. It's no joke. I was like, God, you're gonna take swoosh away from me? Like, I was like, no. Like, literally in my own secret, like, you know, like,
yeah,
just those personal times with it. I was just like, I'm not hearing this right now. Am I really hearing this right now? Like,
you heard it. Don't pretend, because he know you heard it. I'm telling you. Get real. So, yeah.
I'm telling you, those talks, like, yeah. And clearly, this is a confirmation I'm hearing from you. Like, stop, like, and I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. See, I'm doing it. So, thank you for sharing that.
No problem. Just keep going.
And I'm sorry, everybody else. Thank you guys for tuning in. I haven't really seen any comments and all that, but y'all drop y'all comments and questions, whatever y'all want to share. Throw it in there, you guys. Thank you so much again for tuning in. And we're about to wrap up already.
Time went fast.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. My bet, pretty. But I just wanted to. Right. I do want to know too, just a couple more questions. Who would you say, well, first off, I know, I just remember this too. You from Chi-Town.
Yes.
So, wow. And you're here in the A.
Like, I am.
Like, what made you do that transition? Like, do you feel like that was a big, do you feel like that's a big difference compared to where you come from? Or like,
yes and no, only because I love being in the big city. I love everything about it. But at the same time, there are a couple specific things that I don't like about it. And I came to Atlanta in a roundabout way. I was previously a military wife in a different situation. And though I have all of my beautiful children and everything is from that chapter ended, my journey went from Chicago to Arizona to New Mexico, back to Chicago to Florida, and then to Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
Atlanta has always been meant to be my main stop.
Yeah.
Once all of the traveling was done from that military arena, I definitely wanted to be in Atlanta because I didn't want to go back to Chicago. I didn't want to be near the snow, which was one of those factors. And traffic. Now, the funny thing in traffic, I stay in the outskirts. I don't like dealing with traffic. So I'm very strategic on how I deal with Atlanta traffic.
Right. Oh, my gosh. You ain't lying about that. The traffic bad there, too, in Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's just one thing to, one state to the next. That's crazy. And I get it with the snow. No, absolutely. I love the cold, but lately I haven't as much. Because I'm like, the mix with this rain, and then I've been having, like, my coat, like, I'm like, okay, no, this is, it's too much. This up and down. If it's cold, just be cold. Like, don't call. Anyway, that's another rant for another day. But but yes, thank you so much, Lady B. Like I said, I know this the time just flew by. I don't know how long. But I also want to know too, who would you say Lady B is, like, outside of what you do? I love the intro, like how you originally did the intro in the beginning. But it included singing, songwriting, but who would you say, like, the person that no one knows, that God knows, only you and God know?
God knows who he created me to be. Lady B encompasses the person that he created me to be.
Ooh. What? I did not see that coming. That was...
It's all of those things. It's the author, it's the singer, it's the you know, intercessor, it's the person that's, you know, pushing behind my husband, it's the person who's mothering my children, it's the person who's a business starter, it's the person who is finding other ways to help our community, it's the person who it encompasses all of it. So
wow, amen. That's basically that wraps that up.
I am trying to walk in my lane. Finally.
Yeah.
God, I said yes, I'm doing it. I promise. I'm doing it. Yeah, so that's what that is.
Get lit with Tina. It's
a name. That's my girl.
Thanks. We love the support. Thank you for tuning in.
My husband signed in to the sanctuary. I saw them. I saw Lele sign in. Hey, y'all.
The sanctuary. Is that your husband? The sanctuary nightclub?
Yes, it is.
The nightclub, that's the Christian nightclub.
Yes.
I didn't know that. Hey, husband.
Stephen Gibbs, the sanctuary founder. Yes, that's him.
Hey. And it's funny because I've never been there. I've always wanted to.
You need to come on out, honey. We'll send you some info on the next events. And we are having the official pre-show for the CHH inductees coming in April 5th. It's going to be in the city.
Okay.
So keep your eye out for that, okay? With the official pre-show, and the awards will be on the 6th of April.
Oh, I think I did hear about that. Oh, okay. We go talk. I heard about that.
Yes. So, yeah. He might be somebody you want to interview too.
For sure. I would love that. I love that. Okay. Okay. And I feel like there was one more. Is there a message that you want to share with the audience? I mean, you said a mouthful already, like throughout the
show. I think I could say a lot in all honesty, but the biggest thing that has pushed me is truly getting in the presence of God and doing what he told me to do. That's the main thing. But secondly, sometimes we allow fear of the unknown, fear of success, all these different rooted levels of fear that we have to get in our way. God didn't say we couldn't be afraid, but he didn't build us with the spirit of fear. So go, but If you're afraid, go anyway.
Right. In the process,
when you realize that fear is changing your course of action, check yourself. Get with God and check yourself, because you're not okay. And that there's a scripture in Revelation, I believe 22, that really shook me. I read it many times over, but it got to me when I read it, and it said that God deals with people who walk in fear the same way he deals with idolaters and murderers and witchcraft. And I was just like, whoa, you know, and it just, it shook me to my core to know that I had done so much to stay away from the other things that was obvious God didn't like, mm-hmm. but I was walking in fear because for so many years I didn't write the book. For so many years I didn't open my mouth and sing. He told me, yeah, I gave you a voice, but it's not for you. It's going to work through you. It's going to heal you while you use it, but it's for others. Mm-hmm. Open your mouth. Mm-hmm. There are so many things that he told me to do that I didn't do. I was walking in fear and being disobedient.
Wow.
That's a bad combination. If I'd have died, I was going straight to hell.
All of listen, this world wiped out a long time ago, like it was in the beginning.
Yeah, so that's what I would leave with people. Be obedient and be more afraid of what God can do versus what you worried about these people out here doing and saying. Wow. He's the one that's got the final say. So make sure he's pleased with you.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
Listen, you may need to be behind the pulpit, like, one of these days, because the way you're dropping these words, like...
Somebody told me that I should be an inspirational speaker. I don't know.
You're getting it to writing, and it's something to definitely think about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If that's what the Lord pushes me into, then so be it.
I'll say definitely pray on it.
Okay.
Just pray on it. So,
well, I'm gonna finish working on this first stuff first.
Right.
So, what he has for me to walk through, then I'm gonna walk through.
Right. Awesome. Okay, I promise. I think this is the last. I think, like, okay, this is a little more fun though. Now, remember, I said, like, keep in mind of the term, the swoosh term.
Okay.
Earlier. Okay.
Swooshing on it.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I'm gonna help you out a little bit. Okay. This is the question. How do you think you're swooshing? Now, do you remember?
I think I'm on a layup. No, I'm just playing. No, I do think I do finally feel like I'm in a groove where I'm getting more comfortable being uncomfortable in the things that God has told me to do. So I do think I'm doing well in that area for the most part.
Ooh, okay. You answered that pretty well. Okay, so what does swoosh stand for?
Girl, I don't even know. I ain't even to mess that up. I cannot even answer that. tell me, what does it stand for?
Okay, like I said, remember, it's faith-based, but there's two different acronyms for
okay.
it. So as you see, S-W-O-O-C-H.
Right.
For spiritually walking one-on-one with Christ. But then the second acronym, same spelling, serving with other organizations to change humanity.
Oh, I love it!
So,
I didn't know!
I've been throwing out, hey, you swooshing, I'm swooshing, like.
I not understood, but I ain't understand for real.
Your spirit knew, because the way you even answered it was flawless. Like, you just, you are too. Okay. Virtual claps to you. You got it.
Yeah.
It was a ding, 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 ding. You got it. But you did it. So thank you so much, Lady B. This was fun. I appreciate you and your word and your wisdom and just everything that you're representing for us women, you're making Black history. You know, you're leaving a legacy for your kids, your daughters. You have daughters, correct?
Ooh, yeah, a lot of daughters.
I figured. I thought I seen. Yeah, how many? I'm just curious.
There's 6 daughters and 1 son.
What? So 7 and 1 son.
Yep.
How? Like,
well, it's a combined effort between my new husband and myself, you know. But we make it work, and it's awesome. We have great get-togethers.
Oh, I bet. Oh my.
Yeah.
Wow. And I bet he spoiled the boy, the one boy.
No. He takes care of us too. He takes care of his sisters. He's the big brother of everybody. He, even though he's not the oldest, he's actually a twin. Yeah.
He's a twin. So you have twins in the mix of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why? It just keeps getting better. Like, the more I'm trying to leave, and then you keep dropping these.
Listen, I'm gonna have to go in a minute too, but there is a lot. I never know how to just put that in a bio and keep it short and sweet, you know. But
we just gotta know. I mean, we just gotta know how to ask, mm-hmm. and they come out. I love that. Oh my God! See, Holy Spirit, thank you for making me ask. See, God. But yeah, thank you so much, Lady B.
No problem. Thank you
again for everything that you're doing, everything that's coming. I know it's gonna be great. Just keep walking your purpose, keep doing your thing, keep swooshing. Yeah. How can they keep up with you and everything that you're doing and your music?
My music is under Lady B, LADIEB. Streaming everywhere that music can be streamed. And to find me online, I am Lady B 81, LADIEB 81 on both Instagram and TikTok and Facebook. I am simply Brenda Gibbs.
It's Brenda Gibbs. You know what? I just realized I didn't even say your full name. I just been saying Lady B. But that's okay, right? Like, I didn't even ask. Like,
it's okay. It worked together.
Late Brenda Gibbs. So all that matters. Ladies and gentlemen, please make sure y'all support Lady B and everything that she's doing, y'all. She is new in the industry, even though she's been doing it, but she's been swooshing. She's still trying to swoosh. So make sure you support her. Go check out the
book. Thank you.
New book that's coming soon.
Yes.
We'll keep a lookout for that. But y'all, this is your girl Esther L signing out with Lady B. Lady B, please stay close to your phone.
Yes.
Because I'm going to call a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah. Y'all, love y'all.
All right.
This is your girl out. Swooshes.
All right. Good deal. Bye, y'all.
Bye.